Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the fashionista of the 21st century. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio has thousands of shows and millions of listeners? By logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, click on the date. Any date, I'm on four times a week. Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's 11 a.m. Wednesday, 8 a.m. And then Friday at 6:30 in the morning. It's all central time. Imagine, I do have to tell you this. I'm working on wanting to get Zom from Malaysia on. I was there in 1997 as the chosen guest of the Malaysian government. And I'm a member of Toastmasters International. And they are meeting. They're going to have an international convention in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And they're calling for presenters. And I thought, oh my goodness, here I am, but I digress. Just think that I'm here in Schaumburg, Illinois, and he is halfway around the world in Malaysia, and by the click of a button, he could be on the air with me. How sweet is that? So now, darling, this is where you all come in, because, you know, I really think of us as partnering. We are, we're family, if you would. And what I want you to do is to send all good thoughts to international, toastmastersinternational.org. And yes, I am going to attend our local meeting. It is Malaysia. Remember how I always talk about Africa being out of this world, an experience? You have to go to Malaysia. But what I didn't know was that I was the test. I was the program that they were going to invite that they did. Now let's just do a little flashback to that time, and it started in 1996. Now I wanted to stay focused on the enormity of Blog Talk Radio worldwide. So in the Sun Times, I don't remember what it was, there was a call to action, a quick response to a Chicago newspaper article for a trip halfway around the world. I responded, I went, I conquered. Malaysia calls all know-it-alls. Malaysia's Kedah State has decided its people can benefit by hearing from experts on pretty much anything. Now we're talking worldwide. We're talking global. Ms. Watson was selected from a field of 300 applicants from around the world to launch the LAVA government-sponsored pilot program January 1st through the 11th, 1997. But we were there in 1996 at the end, and during Ramadan at the end of 1996. The Ageless for Life seminars were presented in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi to a multicultural society. To add honor to the seminars, the First Lady of Malaysia, Datuk Seri, attended the seminar in Kuala Lumpur along with the Chief Minister of Kedah. Man. It was an incredible experience to share my methods and techniques presented in the Ageless for Life seminars with women who live a life under the veil. Man, you talk about diversity. The close-up personal experience I had with both men and women confirms that most people don't mind getting older. They just don't want to look and feel old, and that's a global truth. So fast forward, this from Hadam Sulaiman. He's the gentleman that finally chose me. I mean, his group. Lava Association. No, I think it was Langkawi Association of Visiting Academics. That's what LAVA means. Langkawi Association of Visiting Academics. The Chief Minister Datuk Seri Sanusi is still having high praise of your presentations. You'll be glad to know that the Prime Minister Datuk Seri Dr. Mahatari was also informed of your impressive talk by his wife, who attended the session at the Concord Hotel in Kuala Lumpur. That's where Michael Jackson always stayed. And he mentioned about this to the chief minister, not about Michael Jackson, it was about my presentation. You certainly helped LAVA take off in style and grandeur. Your presentation and the whole program was really a poetry in motion. You gave our LAVA a name, an entity, that we are very proud to be associated with. Things could not have happened any better. You were really in your best elements all through. I was the pilot program. That was the word I was searching for. To be very frank with you, since you left, you had made an indelible mark in the minds of so many of those who had close encounter with you. The chief minister himself, Tan Sanusi, he had now been awarded with a higher title, has been endlessly mentioning your name whenever he talks of LAVA. It appears that you are now synonymous with LAVA. The other thing that I'm sending you is a calendar published by the Kedah State Development Corporation, the agency under which LAVA is operating. You may be delighted to look at the month of July and August. I mean, the picture that comes with it. Hey, I was the calendar girl for July and August, and I do have it. It was, what an honor. And you know how when you get a feeling, you just get a feeling? I feel that it's going to happen. Oh, I would love to see Zam again and Balajan and Princess Noor. Sadly, Mr. Sulaiman did pass away, I think, last year. But it would be great to renew. Joan Sorry. Oh, I'd love to meet with her again. They were so charming. Hey, I didn't want to come home. You have limos. You have your own guides. You have yachts waiting for you. We couldn't even pick up our own suitcase. One of these days, I won't do it today because the topic core is for the love of fashion. I'll tell you my experience from beginning to end. And how daunting could have been, was, I could see me standing on the stage at the Concord, TV cameras, radio, all men. And in the back of the dining room, there were women and so on and so forth. But the big horseshoe in front of me, men. Legs crossed, arms crossed, sitting back in their chair, almost challenging me. Let's see what she got. Well, the rest is history. And I will let you know when I'm going to tell you the whole story. What an exciting experience. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Call in, 347-637-3789. And check out Malaysia. You know what I did, the first thing I did? I went and got the dictionary. And I still haven't conquered any of the names, but at least I had it there. And then I read about their history. What a caring society of men and women. Now, you could email me at Kathy Studio, sbcglobal.net. That's SBC Global, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. You know that I always work out before I sit down and have the pleasure of entertaining you, educating you, tweaking your interests, reminding you that you are brilliantly talented, and get the pen and pad out and pick up the mirror. Tell yourself how marvelous you are. You know, you're the creator of your life. You're the landscaper. You're the artist. And you know that you could be the artist on your own talk radio show with Blog Talk? Call me at 847-882-8717 or write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. My new website, Kathy Watson Speaks, SPEAKS.com. Click on all of the buttons. Performing artists. That's with David Taylor. And then go over and look at the books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, Choices, The Heart of the Lion. But just linger on The Elixir of Youth. It's yours free if you call in today. You have to call in. 347-637-3789. And you could either give me your email on the air or you could email. But you have to make that phone call. And it's yours. Darlings, they're my secrets. If you want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead. Yesterday, I had, we could raise our glasses, salute. I'm finally registered for Part D in prescription drugs. And that won't kick into effect until January 1st. I was talking to a charming gal. I do not know how it segued into, I may have asked her age. Why do I do that? Because I need to know what genre I should be talking to. If you're 30 years old, then I have to go back to when I was 30, 40, 50. If you're 100 years old, that's great. And I said, then your mom has to be in her 50s. And she said, yes. And I could tell that there was sadness in her voice. I said, what's wrong? She said, my mother is extreme diabetic. And she was only 56. And she's in a nursing home. They had to amputate her leg. Now, I don't know how far up. And I went, Oh, dear. You see, this life is supposed to be golden. We should be having a golden time. But I have to go back to choices. And I said, oh, she must be frightened to death. And she said, she is. Now, I don't know. Is it me? You know, just help me here. If you were told that you had a challenge, wouldn't you go to the library? Wouldn't you talk to everyone? Would you command everyone's expertise and simply say, look, you have to help me. I'm going to overcome this. And she was talking, and of course, I said this in some, but in a gentler fashion. And I said, I don't even know why I'm asking. I already know your mother is grossly overweight. And she said, yes. Now, all of you are going to have to help me here. I don't get it. I don't get it. Pick up the mirror. How do you look? When you don't exercise, the blood becomes like sludge. The blood is the river of your life that transports nutrients to the brain, to all of the organs, to your meridians. Are you looking in the mirror? Don't you want to be a fashionista? I'm not going to take glamour out of aging. So your pallor is kind of pasty. There's not a sparkle in your eye. And yet you know you are incredibly talented and have so much to give to the world. Now, this is what I don't get. How could you look if you're grossly overweight, obese? You know, as you get older, it's always a good idea to have a few extra pounds. But if you're truly obese, don't you care? Don't you care? I mean, this is the only life you're going to have. This is it. It's one shot at life. I just came back from exercising. I don't preach weight to anyone, but it just happened to come up now. Another issue, in fact, I said to the Silver Fox when he dropped me off at home, I said, you know what, I'm not going to say or shinola to this gal. How are you? Good to see you. How have you been doing? She is getting bigger and bigger. And I finally said something to the Silver Fox. Is it me? He said, no. She's bigger now than she was when she came in. Doesn't your health matter? Now, I did have a friend, and I have to say did because I don't know if she's still alive or if she's still on the south side of Chicago. Her name was Evelyn, and we worked out at a gym in the South Holland area. Calumet City, Dalton, whatever. She was a big girl. Her bone structure was big. She will never get into a 5 or a 6 or an 8 or a 10. Evelyn had a flair about, you see, she was a big frame. So you cannot compare her to me. Or to you, or to anyone else. She needs a little bit more weight to carry those bones. She loved her weight, and she wore these flowing caftans and drove a convertible. Dark flowing hair. And I want you to know that when Evelyn walked into a room or anything, everyone noticed. Now, there are times when it's okay to have a few extra pounds. But how on earth can you possibly feel good? 200, 300, 400 pounds? Oh, your poor little heart. You see, I immediately become very sad for the body because I know what's happening. So can you resolve today? Let's see, this is what, October 29th? Ugh, where'd the month go? You don't have to drop 100 pounds, but just take that first step. And if you need to, call me or write to me. I'll help you. I'll guide you. I won't walk before you because I don't know if you'll follow. I won't walk behind you because I don't know if you'll lead. But I'll walk alongside of you. And let's make something happen. We're designed to live to 120 years old. They're making progress left and right, but they can't do anything if you aren't going to get rid of those old archaic habits and still do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. It just ain't gonna happen. What are you gonna do about it? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what are you going to do about it? You see, in the book, so I gave her all the information about getting the book, we're going to start helping you clean out your body naturally through acupressure, using the tips of your fingertips. Get the book, then get in touch with me, and let's just kick tush. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Who'd have thunk it? And then there's another opportunity that's coming my way. I just want you to all send good, healthy thoughts, and when you get that ugly, negative, just stand back, take a little breath, and just simply say, I cancel that. I cancel that negative remark. What is true for me, then tell yourself, write it down, and then go on your merry way. Even when you have moments of anxiety, even if you have moments of self-doubt and frustration, it's just a phase. Take a breath. And let all the good thoughts pour into your body. Because when you put in place a good thought, it releases endorphins. And you feel like you could soar. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Write to me, post office box 95913. And be sure and log on the website. www.kathywatsonspeaks. Click out the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul. Click on books and get the first one of the first chapters in the Elixir of Youth. And then scroll down, choices. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Oh, inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs or celebrities in their own right. It's their own private story of the trials and the tribulations, what they overcame to get there where they are today. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. Ah, you're wondering, well, what could I learn from it? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And you can live your life in paradise. But now paradise is two sides of the coin, material or spiritual. You'll love the stories. Your life is time. Steve Jobs said, Your time is limited, so don't waste it by living someone else's. It's your choice. Choose wisely. Because now it's been mandated. You are the artist of your life. And if you want to find out more about Timeless Rhythms of Soul and how your life is going, you can email me. You could write to me. Or you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. And let's talk. Did you know that Live with Kathy is in part sponsored with partnerships? You see, you become a partner of mine. It's a 10-week contract, and see, we have to find out, first of all, whether this is for you. It may not be. I can't imagine why it wouldn't be, but I extend you that courtesy. What product, purpose, service, business, invention do you have that you want to share with the world? It's a 10-week commitment. Your mini commercial is heard 4 times a week, heard 40 times in the month, and you can find out more about the partnership, 847-882-8717. And now remember, you're then invited. How could you remember? I didn't tell you this. You're invited to be a co-host on Live with Kathy. We pick a time and a day, then I prep you. By prep, I mean we go over talking points to make you comfortable. And then you're on the air with me as a co-sponsor. How sweet is that? Do you have any idea how much it would cost to rent a broadcasting recording room? This is part of the introductory offer. And now you're going to email the whole world and tell them, oh, I was just a co-host with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And then you give them the archive number, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and then the date. They could hear you, but more important is that you are going to hear yourself. And let's see what we have to tweak. And then you may decide to want your own show, and I shall be delighted to help you with that. Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio, today's show, The Beauty and Mystique of Fashion. When and where did it all begin? Well, hold that thought. Let me share with you the brilliance of my partners. And the fee is so affordable, unbelievably affordable. Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you, your business, products, and service to the world. To the world. For more information on this exciting offer, call 847-882-8717. As the population ages, the need for your products, your services, for all the information that I'm feeding into you grows and grows and grows and grows. And then we have the baby boomers, and then we have an aging population, the elder culture, 60 plus, another market segment with a passion for good looks, good health, and a great deal of disposable income. The possibilities are infinite. You see, I've been in, oh my goodness, is it 40, 45 years, 50? in the experience in the field of sales and communication, I am in the unique position of being able to appeal to the boomers and the elder culture, and yeah, the little grasshoppers too. You know, the 20 that are bulletproof. I ain't gonna. I won't grow up. Remember that in Peter Pan? Now, one of my partners in the consortium, I love that word, of the Kathy Watson Live with Kathy on Block Talk Radio is the Ironworkers, are the Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Why do I keep on keeping on? Because this keeps me honed. This keeps me on top of my brain. And I don't know. No one grows old in my life. You see, my mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Choose a career, not a job. Log on www.ironworkers.org. Now, if you really want to find out more about them, youtube.com/Union Ironworkers. youtube.com/Ironworkers Impact. And then log on ironfest.com. Click on August 9th. This is where they congregated from all over the United States and Canada to celebrate their uniqueness, to illuminate their character. And you know what the good news is? It offers infinite opportunities in employment, but you're being paid while you're learning. Listen, all you need to do, check it out. It might be a match and it might not, but you won't know until you call and ask. In the book Choices, Riga Cuff has quite an article in it. It is Divine Intervention. A trip to the south side of Chicago in 2005 literally changed her life. And now she is the director of the 50-plus consortium at the Park District. Log on heparks.org. The truth be known, I don't know how she does it. Man, brilliant organization. Interesting trips. If you're bored and lonely, pick up the mirror and say hello to the originator of your boredom and your loneliness. heparks.org. Or relocate. Come to our area and you could be part of her consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the 2009 National Gold winners. What a facility. But, darling, you have senior citizens, centers, and libraries. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. If you have a little financial quirk or need an answer to something that's been bothering you, he doesn't mind. You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. And then, I'm going to tell you about Lee Puttrick. This is the 29th. Do you have more month than money? Write this down, www.leticia.com. L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley.com. I don't know what your status is, who you're working, what you're doing, but wouldn't you love to start your own little business, no, big business, helping yourself with your looks, your feelings, and the bottom line at the end of the month, and to help others look and feel great? This is a call to action. I'm calling all of you women in the world, not only America, but globally. Together, let our voices be heard in solidarity. We can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Oh, I don't care who you're working for. But maybe you want to add a little more spice to your life. Maybe you've always had that little niggly feeling that, oh, I could do that. How about unleashing your passion? Why not consider more less risking and more of a soul-searching, nourishing approach? You could have your business at home. You want to work at home? Home business. I love it. I'm very comfortable with it because, you see, I had my own when I was 25 years old. Man, that's a perfect way to fulfill your dreams. And there are infinite opportunities to challenge yourself. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you have to do is make up your mind. Make a decision. Hold firm. No fluffy butterflies along the way. Make the decision, hold firm, and then move forward. All you need is a desire to achieve. Come on, it's not rocket science stuff. So many people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. No, you don't have to spend a lot of money. No, 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 no. And that could be you. It's pandemic. More men and women than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. Lee did that. She's in the book. You've got to get the book choices. Hard, soft, e-book, Kindle, and Nook. You won't be able to put it down. It's the type of book that you keep on your desk. Because if you're going through a challenging time, you'll go, oh, wait a minute. Let me read what Lee went through. Her husband told her she was nuts. 30 years ago, are you crazy? Go back and tell the guy who called you a traitor that you're coming back. She said, I will not. And he said, well, you're not going to make it. And she, oh, well, you have to know Lee the way I do. That was all she needed. She said, what? What did you say to me? No, I can't make it. Well, she proved she could. Mm-hmm. Shackley. Oh, their hairspray. I simply cannot use anyone else's in their resveratrol. It's a company that has a stellar reputation, and the quality products are second to none. But she said, well, Kathy, Jack, her husband, who has since passed away, started to take notice and said, well, I'll do your books. I don't know, 18 trips around the world, Hong Kong, Japan, Paris. She was a jet setter, and then eight or nine cars. And today, darlings, listen to me. You got to get off your butt. Don't be so damn lazy. Your mentality is constipated. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up, and permanently set. It doesn't have to be that way. You've been mandated to make a difference in this world. And I think it would be so much fun to make it a family affair. Tell me, now be honest with me, tell me, where do you read? Are you put in touch with any organization, any facility, any educational vehicle that says we're starting a class on teaching kids about money? Oh, there's a football, basketball, soccer, ice skating, swimming, skiing, that's all great. But where are the programs designed to teach them about finances? And money is just a form of exchange. But so many people's lives are absolutely addicted to money, 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 money. And you see, it doesn't matter how much you have, what your possessions are. What matters is, are you enjoying them? And are you competing and still comparing? Unbelievable. Listening to Live with Kathy, call me at 847-882-8717. Now, come on, just kind of sit back, but have your pen and pad ready. The beauty, you're listening to Live with Kathy, who is a fashionista. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. And who said that you can't be absolutely gorgeous no matter your age? It's all your choices. Choices. Did you know no fashion is new? I get a kick out of it. You know, it's kind of falls out. Oh, we've got all of these new ideas, new innovations. Oh, winter is coming. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. This is gospel. No fashion is new. Every costume evolved from a previous costume. Every style has been seen, accepted, and used before. The very first clothes known were animal skins, at first simply slung over the body. But soon they began to be worked into simple garments. I do a whole show on the evolution of fashion. I have my slide presentation. It is just amazing. Just amazing how fashion has evolved. You still have to know. There's nothing new about fashion. Absolutely nothing new about fashion. It already existed. Oh, and I'm looking at an article. I took a class on fashion merchandising, 1974, and I got an A on it. And she said, good use of comparisons in fashion. Oh, here it is. Okay. Now, even in a field so much concerned as fashion is with what is current, a backward look is essential in evaluating present trends and anticipating those of the future. I told you, no fashion is new. No matter what you hand to me right now, no matter what you're wearing, we could go back in time and I could tell you where it started. Every costume evolved from a previous costume. Every style has been seen, accepted, and used before. When we apply Ipitik lipstick, kids used to call it Ippy Tick. You put on a coat or pick up gloves. I carry gloves all the time, circa 2013. Whenever we pick up our gloves, we are paying tribute to fashion trends that reach far back into the history of man. I'm using lipstick. I'm not saying lip color because this was written 1990s. I can't believe that I wrote this that long ago. Let's just check. I mean, Yachu Mislit 1009. I wrote this 23 years ago. And it's as current today, or it was current then as it is today. Lipstick has its origin in the skin decorations used by the earliest cavemen whose artifacts have so far been found. Primitive man in the Cro-Magnon time left drawings on the rock walls of his cave showing that he was fond of painting decorations on his face and body. Where did they get the idea? Where did they get it? Like, who did I inherit my love of speaking, fashion, haute couture, ballet, writing? Where did it come from? The coat is the latest version of the original mantle or cape, developed when the last ice age was beginning to thaw and when the animal skins worn by man began to be fashioned into different types of garments. Oh, here's this article about can fashion be dictated? We'll talk about that a little bit later. The gloves we wear today are not so different from the handsome pair of linen gloves found in the Egyptian king, King Tut's tomb, 3,000 years ago. Now, it's important to know the roots of fashion, because I'm sure you wonder, well, why do we people put on clothes in the first place? There are three basic reasons why people wear clothes. And the first is decoration. Now, that appears to have preceded dress. Before he wore clothing, early man decorated himself by painting and tattooing his face and body. Self-decoration advertised his hunting ability by displaying the horns, teeth, skin, or scalp of his kill. Oh, decoration. Oh, much. No. Not too much has changed. Decoration also served other purposes in the primitive world. To attract the opposite sex. And then to inspire terror in an enemy. And another to display wealth and to boast of physical skill. So they were kind of eager beavers, weren't they? For protection, only man has no natural bodily protection against the elements. Have you ever wondered why a polar bear doesn't get cold? I'm looking over the pond now. How come the geese don't get cold? How come the huskies could pull a sled over the Antarctica and never get cold or even get frostbite? To protect him against the elements, one of the ways man has protected himself in some of the harshest climates on the earth has been with clothing. As time went on, clothing began to have more protective value than merely insulating the body. Armor was first designed to protect man from the claws of the animals he hunted, and then it was refined to protect him from the arrows and spears of his fellow man. The evolution of fashion. The beauty and mystique. Where and when did it all begin? Now, the current concept of modesty at any particular time is important. Now, early on, I said that there were three reasons why people wear clothes: decoration, protection, and modesty. So the current concept of modesty at any particular time is important in fashion styling. For example, when skirts were very short, women with pretty legs welcomed them. Others felt that didn't like to draw attention to their legs because they thought their legs were unattractive. And they wanted to concentrate in the areas in which they felt better equipped to compete. Fashion dictates that when one area is bared, another should be covered. Oh, sidebar. Circa 2013. You see some of the outfits they're wearing on television? Even in theater? Man. Now that we know why man dresses, let's go on to fashion in the prehistoric through Roman times. 8,000 BC to 500 AD, the first clothes known were animal skins, simply slung over the body, but soon they began to be worked into simple garments. Man then used wool and flax fibers to weave cloth. Basic garments, the tunic, the skirt, the coat, were taking form. Now the tunic to cover the upper part of the body, the skirt that gradually divided into trousers, and a mantle or cape that became the coat. These basics developed by primitive man have remained staple in their styling for a long period of time. The Egyptians and Greeks were fond of the tunic. The Romans' toga was a popular version of the tunic, but it was the Romans who brought trousers into the civilized Western world. Trousers were being worn by the barbaric inland tribes of Europe. After the Romans conquered some of these tribes, many of them returned home wearing tight trousers. Remember when the women in America, started to wear trousers? I have to tell you this story because this is gospel. This had to be in the late 70s or the it had to be in the 70s. I had this incredible tunic top, and it was silk moire, brown and beige, and it stopped just before my knees. It was short, very stylish, and we were going to some kind of a fair. It was down on Michigan Avenue, and we women were just beginning to, kind of introduce, fashionistas were introducing trousers. And I had a pair of trousers, the dark brown, you know, the shimmery moire. And I said, I'm going to, and the beautiful coat, it was an ensemble extraordinaire. I'm going to wear this downtown to this big gala, fashion gala. Do you know got to the front door and we were stopped. Ooh. And I said, what's going on? Why am I stopped? Women are not allowed. It is not fashionable. It is not current. You can't come in with trousers on. Huh. I said, okay. I said, Silver Fox, just sit there. I went back into the bathroom Oh, by the way, I made the tunic. I hemmed up the tunic because you do know I made all of my clothes and have taken awards in fashion outfits. I did shorten the tunic to about mid-thigh. And I took the trousers and I rolled them into what looked like a muff. Now, I did have my little bare old mink muff. So I just scrunched the pants up and put the mink muff there on my lower left arm. The dress was so short, pantyhose on and everything. He said, okay, you can now go in. I said, well, now, is this acceptable? Yeah, I mean, really, now tell me. Is it okay? He said, yeah, go on in. It couldn't have been any shorter. It simply could not have been any shorter. Now, before I go on, oh, I'll do this again. I really want to read to you, oh, this was October 16th, 1974. And this is great. Oh, all right, I'll have to talk fast. She said, good use of examples. Can fashion be dictated? I don't think there could be a flat yes or no to the question. I feel that presently the dictates of fashion act as guidelines. In high fashion and couture, the original decisions seem to be accepted without question. No, the original designs seem to be accepted without question. Not too long ago in Woman's Wear Daily, Christina Ford appeared at the races somewhere in Europe in an outfit that I considered ugly. Yet I'm sure she felt differently. It was current fashion, and she was going to wear it even if it was unbecoming and made her look matronly. I do feel that a designer's fashion-conscious clientele definitely will wear whatever he dictates rather than be seen wearing dated costumes. Many of us can't afford originals. So ready-to-wear designers modified or did a takeoff on what seems to be the hot item at the moment. Again, what appeals to some is totally disregarded by others. I'm absolutely convinced that women today want clothes that make them look pretty, younger, and clothes that flatter them. When the midi was introduced, all the convincing from the upper fashion fears that it was flattering, et cetera, was to no avail. Some accepted it, but generally women rebelled and the look fell flat. The rebellion wasn't only in the midi movement. On the other hand of the scale was the acceptance of the midi. Many agreed that it spread like, and did agree, like wildfire. And almost everyone was wearing them. Well, I was. There was a strong percentage that rebelled against the mini. The sophisticated 40-plus screamed, I refuse to wear it. I'm not a kid. I want something that makes me look good. The mini is unflattering. Presently, the big skirt look is trending, treading on thin ice with this same age group. Anything that tends to make a gal look older or ridiculous, she refuses to wear it. The nostalgic movement back to the 30s is not bowling them over either. They're trying to forget, and designers are trying to revitalize the era by updating the fashions of the time. Again, some will accept it, others won't. Each age group should have their own identifying fashion signature. The junior market should wear clothes that suit them. However, that doesn't mean that the typical American woman has to go around looking like a ding-a-ling school and vice versa. I feel that designers are finally getting the message. Currently, there seems to be a fashion market for everyone. Until tomorrow at 8 a.m., Kathy Watson, remember to always be in your best fashionable elements. Au revoir.